Beethoven collapsed at his piano and said to the devil, "We now have a deal." To which Satan replied, "I'll be gone from her life on this very night, and from here on, happiness is all she will feel." The devil leapt with sheer delight in evil ecstasy, shouting for all to hear within sight, "The 10th symphony now belongs to me." But while Beethoven sat face down at his piano, as if Satan's boast he had not heard, Twist came up and pulled the composer's sleeve and said, "How do you know that the devil will keep his word?" The devil did not even look up from his manuscript, where he was examining his prize. "Don't worry about hurting my feelings with what your warped friend has implied. I see you have a Bible on the table where you keep the statements from your bank. And as you may have noticed, the last page of a Bible is always left quite blank. Now, if you'll just take that Bible and tear out that last page, you can write a contract of your own choosing that will hold my word like a dragon in a cage. And if you don't believe me, just ask your good friend Fate for a contract written on such a holy page even I could never break." Beethoven glanced up at Fate, who was still within his view, and she nodded her head gently, acknowledging that the devil's words were true. The old man took the Bible and tore out the last page as he was told. But when he tried to write, his hands, they shook from nervousness, or perhaps just from being old. Fate took pity on the composer, and going gently to his side, offered to write the contract. And the composer nodded his reply. She then took the paper and with bold artistic strokes put down their agreement. And this is what she wrote. "It is agreed upon this night, March 26, 1827, between the undersigned, that the music of the 10th symphony, composed by Ludwig von Beethoven, firstborn son of Johann and Maria von Beethoven, of the city of Bonn, shall henceforth be the property of Mephistopheles. In exchange, it is also agreed that Mephistopheles and all his minions shall remove themselves from the life of the child presently sleeping in the gutter directly across from the window of this room. This removal of influence is to be commenced immediately upon signing and to be enforced for all eternity." The devil read it rapidly and quickly signed his name. And slowly, without looking up, Beethoven did the same. The devil grinned a devil's grin and shoved the symphony over the candle's flame, savoring the fire that would consume it all, forever erasing its name. But when the manuscript emerged from the fire, it was still all quite there. It wasn't burned or even singed. There wasn't even smoke wafting in the air. Then the devil heard a giggle, escaping from a grinning dwarf, and looked around and saw Fate's son Twist. And he beckoned him to come forth. "Why is this symphony still here? Why does it not ignite? Tell me, you gnome, what do you know? For if it does not burn, you might." Twist squirmed nervously before Satan, but could not hide his delight as he explained how the music had survived and would live long past this night.
The contract says that you now own the 10th symphony, written by the firstborn son named Ludwig of Johann and Maria von Beethoven family. Now, a little known fact of history, but I assure you it's totally true that the composer had an older brother who was named Ludwig von Beethoven too. Now, this child died quite young, before our composer here was born. So they named their second son Ludwig also, though you would think the name was getting worn. His older brother lived only days, and now is at rest with God. As to why they named their second son Ludwig too, perhaps coming up with names back then was hard. So according to the deal you signed, if the first Ludwig rises through his coffin boards and writes 9 other symphonies, the 10th one will be yours.
The devil's face contorted as he realized that he had been fooled, and the child outside was safe as well, for the contract's words would rule. The floor opened into an abyss, and the devil disappeared, as outside the storm subsided, and the stars shined in the skies now clear. Beethoven stood up in confusion over what had just occurred. He realized that the girl and the symphony were safe from what he had overheard. But he asked fate why the devil had not taken his soul to hell. "He never had your soul," fate said. "It was never his to sell." But the devil said he owned it. "From my sins, that he did summarize." "Well, the devil may have said that," fate replied back. "But my dear, he's the devil. He lies."
"But I was rude and cruel in my life," Beethoven answered with regret.
"Yes," fate replied. "But the devil left out that those actions were often caused because you were deaf. And the pains that you caused in life, you worked twice as hard to undo. And those acts of kindness, even more than your music. That, my friend, is you. It is true you made some mistakes in life. Sometimes you seemed rude or a fool. But it was always because of your deafness, and not because you were evil or cruel. You went out of your way, your whole life, to try to amend those you hurt. And when God weighs your sins against your good deeds, the whole world will be glad of your birth. And what about Teresa? Is it now truly too late?" "You will see her again," fate replied. "For love, it always waits. She is on the other side of this night, which is closer than it seems, and she will be there by your side when you awaken from your next dream."